Hello from Plano, Texas, the home of Water of Life Ministries, and Laura Davison, the apostle and prophet of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a blessing.
Amen.
We are going to, Bob Carpenter is going to read the third chapter of the second Thessalonians. And I'm going to talk, but a comment on it. But when I get through commenting on it, I'm going to talk about money, about finances, for your sake, not mine. I don't need your money. Not one penny. But you need God. That's what you need. I'm going to talk about some hard things. The real hard thing. Some things that will show you how selfish you are.
Amen.
So, Brother Bob, would you begin chapter 3, 2 Thessalonians, verse 1.
Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you.
That's what you pray for me. The word of God has free course. Next.
And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men.
Oh, my God. That is, you are so condemning. Wasn't that right? Unreasonable? And what kind of people?
Wicked men.
Oh, my. That come to Water of Life Church. Come here. Unreasonable and wicked people. Here, Oklahoma, Anaheim, South Bend, Milwaukee, Tulsa, Joplin, Houston, Nashville, Indianapolis. My God. Oh, shook all in there. Next.
For all men have not faith.
Oh, man. You know what a wicked and unreasonable man is? Someone without faith. Next.
For the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil.
The Lord is faithful to do what? Establish and keep you from evil?
That's right.
Well, so I know that so. Next.
And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that you both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly.
What? Withdraw yourself from every brother that walketh disorderly?
Amen.
I wonder what that would mean. Let's see if we can find out. Move on.
That walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which he hath received of us.
Oh, that's what disorderly is. Not after the tradition that Paul taught in the Night Age. Those are called unreasonable and wicked people. Next.
For yourselves know how you ought to follow us.
Oh, you do? Well, why don't you? Next.
For we have behaved not ourselves disorderly among you.
Oh, we have behaved ourselves not disorderly among you. Next.
Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught.
Oh, neither did we eat any man's bread for naught. None. Next.
But wrought with labor and travail, night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you.
Worked with labor and travail, night and day, we not be not chargeable to any of you. Next.
Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us.
Not because we do not have power, but to be an example to you that you follow me. Next.
For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat.
Oh, my God. That takes care of a lot of people in America today, you know. They don't want to work, not so you can't eat. I want to warn all of you, one of these days, website where you get money for food stamps will crash, go away. There'll be millions that won't have a thing to eat. You better write that down. Put that in your Bible, mother, son, daughter. Put that in your Bible. Oh, yeah, that website will go down. But not only will that website go down, but those food stamps that you think you've got, they won't do any good. And those people that had you, that gave them to you so you'd vote for them, they don't give a damn about you. Oh, pardon me. You shouldn't say give a damn in church. I am the apostle of Jesus Christ, and that is a church. Next.
For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies.
Is that amazing? People that worketh not among us, and they're what? Busybodies?
They're disorderly and busybodies.
Oh, disorderly and busybodies. They don't want to work. Oh, folks, and say you're a Christian. No, you're not a Christian. No, you're not a Christian at all. You need to repent and believe the gospel. Next.
Verse 12. Now them that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread.
Exhort, command by Jesus Christ that you work and eat. What does it say? Work and do what?
That with quietness they work and eat their own bread.
Yeah, quietness you work and eat your own bread. Don't want to eat mine only. Steady, it's a message to you in Zimbabwe. Did I not bring you the gospel? Did I not bring Zimbabwe the gospel? Did I not stand at the IPL church and preach the gospel? And Ezekiel Goody said, when I taught the Second Corinthians 8, he'd heard it taught, but he never saw what it said. Oh, I don't know who over there is expecting somebody to give them money. I don't know who you are, but I will tell you this. The only place that your help cometh from is from the Lord. Next.
But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing.
Go ahead.
And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed.
Any man will not obey the word by this letter, note that person that won't obey it, and don't company with it. No, don't company with it. This is the way I walk. Next.
Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother.
Don't count you as an enemy, but admonish you as a brother. That's the way I walk, folks. Next.
Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. The salutation of Paul with my own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write. Last verse. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
So Paul wrote this epistle, huh?
That's right.
With his own hand.
Right.
Like he did Galatians. Like I will. Amen. Not too many days since. Is that the end of it?
Yes.
In 1977, I'd been walking in the charismatic movement among the false brethren. The false brethren. The false church for 7 years where they spoke in tongues.
Amen.
And they taught me about money. At one point in time, for a period of 9 months, I gave 25% of my gross away to preachers. 25% of my gross income to preachers. And I went broke. I was one frustrated man. But I was not yet obeying God, not in obedience to God's purpose. So in May 1977, I was back in McKinney, Texas, and the Lord said to me, you have been taught by whom? Well, all these false teachers that you get and then you give. Like one preacher who's now somewhere, not on earth, said, give the first thin dime you give to God. No, you don't do that, fools. Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given. You get that? Get this, folks. Can you get this? Give and it shall be given. Give and it shall be given. Which comes first? Give or given? Give. What? Give. It does? Is that what you do? Or do you wait and get and give if you can? See, two words, they're real simple, huh? Give and it shall be given. Which comes first? Say it again. You better listen to what you're saying. Oh, nobody wants to say it. I don't blame you, you blind things. Because you get, and then you give. And if you need what you get, you don't give God one penny. No. If you need what you get, you give God not one penny. Yet the word says, Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall be given unto your bosom. Same measure you meet with all, measure unto you again. I knew a man once that had thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars. He had enough thousands to buy a new car. Yeah. He had enough thousands to buy a new car. What if I just tell you? A new Cadillac. Yeah. And he wanted a new Cadillac. And he needed a new car. And you know what God said to him? Give that money to God. Have you ever done that? Have you ever done that? Well, let's say this. You had $1,000. And you needed it. And God said, give that $1,000 to me. Or you had $10,000 and you needed it to pay your bills. That you had brought about because you didn't obey what you were taught. And God said, give me that $10,000. Oh, no. My God, if I take this $10,000 and pay what I owe, I'm going to be so comfortable. Oh, I'll be so comfortable. You'll get miserable, folks. You know that? Amen. Would you like another example? You got $10 and you'd like to eat. God says, give it to somebody. Well, that'd be easy. Oh, no. Oh, no. People little, people much. Just little, just as much. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it again. I'm talking to all over the world, because that's where I've taught for years. Luke 6:38 says, you give it, and it shall be given. You give it, and it shall be given. Galatians 6 says, you sow to the Spirit, and to the Spirit you reap eternal life. You sow to the flesh, and to the flesh you reap corruption.